And when he take a seat, he come with all his stuff. And it's going to begin to flow out of him, emanate from him, out of your spirit, flowing into you and out of you. Hallelujah. So Paul was caught away in this desert place or wherever it was with God for a period of time. And he got these revelation truths. And matter of fact, in Galatians, he said, I'm coming to where I'm coming to. In Galatians, he said, if anyone, you find in the first chapter of the book of Galatians, if anybody, I don't care who he is and what he is, I think he even included himself, preach anything else than what I'm telling you, let him be accursed. This man was so persuaded, and he had been in the presence of God so pure and clean that he knew he had heard truth from God and nothing else. Everything else disagreed with what he heard and what God told him to write. He said, let him be accursed. And this is what people are trying to do. They're trying to bring in their religious stuff, their religious idea, their professional idea, they call expert. Yeah, you little squirt, you. You're going to hear the true expert. Amen. Hallelujah. And God put his spirit upon people that yielded to him, that professional people think they don't mean nothing. But we're about to see a show that we never seen before. God going to prove himself through you with signs, wonders, and miracles. So Paul, it's Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to read a few verses and skip tonight. All that I said through this chapter, I'm not going to read. I'm just going to read a few verses to get where I want to kick off tonight. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 3, reading from the King James, verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, King James 3:1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, what? How that by what? Revelation, he made known unto me the mystery. He made known unto me what? The mystery. All right? As I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may what? Understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. You may understand my knowledge, what I know, because I have written down what I've been told from God, and this is what he gave me. And God gave him this prayer to pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation, what? Knowledge, where? In him, right? Other words, God wants you to know what he knows. I said, God wants you to know what he knows. He wants you to know about him what he knows about himself. Come on. Why? Because I'm his. You're his. Hallelujah. And so, glory to God. And so, Jesus knew his hour was coming to depart from this world. And so, that's why I want to pick up, because we're going to talk about the mystery. And he said in John Gospel chapter 16, and I'm going to read verses 30 down to 33. reading from the Amplified, okay? This is John Gospel, chapter 16. His hour was approaching that he would depart. He knew what he had to do. He said, this is the Amplified Bible, but take notice, this is verse 30. But take notice, the hour is coming, and it has arrived, when you will be despised, dispersed rather, and scattered. You'll be what? Dispersed and scattered. Every man to his own home. And you know that's what happened, because Peter spoke up somewhere in there. Everybody leave you, Lord, I ain't going nowhere. And he's the first one to check out. And he said, you'll be dispersed and scattered, every man to his own home, leaving me alone. Huh? You see, he said, yet I am not alone. Because what? The Father is with me. See, Jesus was not shaky. He knew exactly what he had to do. And he wasn't shaken by all of this. Matter of fact, he had revelation knowledge that everybody was going to leave him. And God had promised him that I'll be with you. And then when you become like man, I promise you, I'm going to bring you back to me again. If I have time, I'll read that where he said it. But I don't have. Let's go with this now.